different angle tonight. JX on the move. Evening edition. I got to turn our lights on. I don't have any guests. I don't have anything extra. We tried to get Josh Zook in here with his two kids. That was a no-go. I don't know. Anyway. So we got, what, 3 weeks left in the high school football season. And coming off the homecoming last week. And, you know, that homecoming, you know, it was a lot goes on that week. And we talked about it last week, how much of a distraction could be. But it can wear these kids down, too. I know my daughter's worn down. Just all the activities are involved in and being outside in the cold and whatever else it happens to be. But there's other kids like that. I'm sure you're fighting that a little bit this week, aren't
you? It's tough. It's tough for everybody. It's, you know, some of, speaking for myself personally, I know towards the end of football, my voice is a little raspy. I'm not sleeping as much as I'd like to. And, you know, you kind of burned out is not the right word, but you get sick. You kind of start, you know, low on fuel, and your body just doesn't work as properly just because you're not taking care of yourself. And that's one thing, especially my other half at home has been telling me, you got to take care of your body because you can't be sick. Same thing with kids. You know, kids like to think they're 10 foot tall and bulletproof, and unfortunately sometimes the week of activities can kind of get to them.
But you know, we had bonfire thing, it was Thursday night, you got the game Friday night, and then they were out till who knows when Saturday night, and then you got to get right back into it. But so you got a week of practice and took about an odd week. We had 4.5 inches of rain in Jessup yesterday, at least in my place. And we're just driving by the practice field now. YSF's out there. That was a swamp yesterday.
Yeah, I have evidence of the running lake and streams through our practice field, the standing water. And talked about it as a staff, and we came up with some quick ideas because we actually practiced yesterday versus doing our normal film.
So what did you end up doing yesterday then?
So we went north of our egg building in the shop, and we practiced over there.
Okay.
We did a little bit of film watching just because I knew we had some severe weather, and once it cleared outside our radius of what we determined is safe, we went out there and we had kind of an old school rain practice. Kind of reminds me of the scene from Longest Yard with Adam Sandler, the remake. And they're just kind of having a rain-flooded football field practice.
Except they're not prisoners.
Correct.
Okay.
They're not prisoners.
So, yeah, I guess, you know, I remember we do that. We have to go in the gym. And that's not really an option for you guys after school.
We've done that once this year, maybe even twice. And, boy, it is just not... It's not very conducive to having a great practice. It's distractions. You got kids in tennis shoes, and it's tough. If you got to do it, you can. But holy smokes, I'd rather be outside in the rain versus indoors in a gym.
So let's recount the North Lynn game. You know, really right in it, but towards the end of the game, size kind of got a hold of you guys from their end.
You know, and that's, you know, one thing we talked, you know, when you debrief and we talked to the staff is we were doing some great things first, second quarter. Third quarter, things start getting away, and the fourth quarter is, I mean, you end up seeing the score 23-0. And what that proves to us is maybe it's not the size of, you know, the opponent we're going against. We're doing some of the right things, and maybe they do have a couple bigger bodies than what we have out there, but, you know, that's something we talk to our kids about and says it doesn't matter. I mean, to a point, it matters how big you are. But at the same point, it's if you can go out there and execute and do the little things correctly, you can put yourself in the ballgame.
Always seems like the first series, maybe the second, is rough. But then there seems to be a momentum that you guys have. You may not necessarily have the size, but what your team that we talked about, Jason and I talked about this Friday night, you guys are quick. You got speed.
Yeah, that's one of our strengths of our squad, I think. You know, we have strengths and weaknesses, and one of our strengths is kind of at our skill position right now. A couple of years ago, you could say it was maybe our offensive line, defensive line. And obviously, the best thing we can do as a staff is try to play to our strengths. So that's one thing that we're continuously working on is putting those kids in the best position possible to be successful and giving our team a chance to win.
So as we get into this week, what was the key thing from last week that has been the focal this week to work on? to get ready for a top-ranked Dyke team on Friday.
Top-ranked, yeah. One of the things is, you know, do you believe in yourself? You know, we came out at halftime, and what we talked to our kids about is you got all of Jessup watching this game and believing in you right now. And the real question is, do you believe? Do you believe in your teammates to do their assignment correctly? Do you believe in the play call? And most are, do you believe in yourself? And if we can do some of those things, then I think we're going to get kids that can move efficiently. They're going to move effectively, and we're going to be able to put out a product that is a good product out in the field.
So how do you, you know, we're talking about young men here and, yeah. and the life experiences they've had or experience playing football or even at this level. Talk through how you can help a young person that age understand what you're talking about, understand do you trust the play calling, all the things you talk through. How do you get them if they don't understand that? Because they maybe haven't been asked something like that before.
Right, and that's really difficult. And you can take 29th and 10th graders and try talking to them and say, how many of you trust what we're doing? Most people are probably going to put their hands up, but internally, do they really trust it? And the big thing, especially that we've talked about, is that we're trying to work on and continuously and always work on, and hopefully most people are, is, you know, can we do it correctly in practice? Are the words that I'm speaking or anyone else is speaking, are they consistent? Okay, are we lying to our kids? Are we trying to boost our kids to thinking that they're something they're not? Or are we being honest? Now, that doesn't mean you have to degrade and you have to come out here and say, well, that wasn't very good. You just have to tell the individual that, hey, I'm going to be real with you and you can be real with me. And I think that goes a long way because there's a lot of kids that can kind of see through and sort through some of the fluff that sometimes we as coaches, teachers, parents, or anybody put out there in front of kids.
So Dyke New Hartford, they've been on a roll. How do you look at this game? How do you present that to your players? This isn't an unknown to them. They all can see what they've done and what their field of work has been. How do you prepare them for this coming Friday?
You know, and it's just kind of like, you know, we had top rank. We had a really good Hudson squad come in as the home opener. And obviously preseason versus the evidence of actually having several games into the season. And, you know, the kids see what they see. And obviously a couple of years ago we came out and we went against an undefeated Dyke squad and we were able to be successful against them. And the big thing we got to tell kids is, if you go in there with whatever mindset you go in there is that's the type of results you're going to see. So we got to go out there with a positive mindset and attitude that, hey, any night anyone can beat anyone. As long as we're running our stuff the way we're supposed to, we can compete. I don't care if it's Eagle Grove. I don't care if it's Dyke New Hartford. We can do whatever we want against whoever we want.
So more importantly, got to meet your mom on Friday.
Yeah, that's what I got on the way back.
She was anxious. She came up before we even needed her to come up. She was ready to go.
She was ready to go. She, definition of locked in, ready to go.
She offered to give me some of her hair.
Did she?
Well, I kind of asked if she would be willing, but I never really got a clear answer on that.
Probably have to rain check it for next year then.
You know, our biggest takeaway, I don't know if you watched the game at all. Our broadcast.
It depends how much time I have.
Or if did you even watch the interview with your mom?
So I was trying to find it. Where is it? Is it during halftime, before the game?
Between first and second quarter.
Okay, well, I thought it was at halftime. So as I'm watching our actual film, and then I'm trying to get some of the sound bites and listen. So, okay, between first and second quarter. Okay, so now I know where to find it. Got it.
She kept saying Timmy.
Oh, yeah.
And we stuck with that through the entire game.
Yeah.
So we weren't used to that. So we just had to keep saying Timmy.
Yeah, so the big thing is not many people know this, and it's fine. It's not like I hide it. I'm a junior, so my dad's Tim Sr. and I'm Tim Jr., and it's always been Big Tim, Little Tim, or Tim and Timmy.
Well, that's what I said. I said you can't really call your dad Big Tim, but she said, but we do.
Yeah.
You know, because you're bigger than your dad.
Well, for the first 14 years of my life, it was, you know, we'd go to our grandparents and, hey, where's Tim? Big Tim or Little Tim? I was smaller than my dad till I was about a freshman, and then I was taller than my dad, you know, and so Big Tim, Little Tim, and, you know, I have a really playful demeanor. I think we could, most people would agree with that. And just one of those days, I was like, just call me Timmy, because that's just, it's easier to decipher between the two. And it was kind of more of a...
See, we didn't know if that would bother you or not, but it apparently does not.
No, it doesn't. Now, as I'm kind of getting older, I'm looking for more of a professional, so I get called sour all the time. But the only time people really call me Tim is when I know I'm in trouble.
Or Timmy.
Timmy usually means I'm okay. Timothy means...
Well, I had to keep Jason Pilcher from doing the South Park voice.
Oh, my God. Pilcher! I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. He so wanted to do the Timmy.
Oh, gosh. I haven't heard that. I'm serious. And that's been years, South Park.
So, no, but we enjoyed our conversation up there. But we had a question after she left.
Okay.
She has to make good cookies.
I did catch this part. cookies. No.
Is that, would that be true? We're making some assumptions here, but...
She does. No, she doesn't.
Is she? I'm guessing she's good in the kitchen.
She does. I mean, my mom did a lot of the baking growing up. My dad did a lot of the grilling. So, my mom does make some pretty good baked goods. I know they came.
Is there a go-to baked good? Is there one of your favorites that she has to make for you?
I'm trying to think. Usually, so this is weird. So, that's not weird. It's unique. Whenever my parents come down, we ask for two things. We ask for potato salad. And then we asked for Chex Mix, homemade Chex Mix. And my mom made the potato salad, my dad made the Chex Mix. And those are two things my wife and I always ask for when they come down to Iowa.
Okay. So was there something about, it's her homemade potato salad?
I think my mom and dad go back and forth between making it. But
is there something in it that makes it different, or is it just the home feeling?
I think it's a little bit of the home feeling, but part of it too is there's some of the onions, there's some, and I think it's my dad's mom's recipe, and my mom just does a really good job making it. I don't know, my wife really likes it too, and you know, when we go to our significant other's family sometimes, it's like, hey, so-and-so makes a really good this, so-and-so makes a really good that, you know, so I don't know, just my wife said, hey, that potato salad is, as the kids say, fire. It's really good. So that's what we usually ask for when we come home or they come down. So
fire. So that's what the kids are saying nowadays?
You know,
fire, lit.
The kids say lit, I say elite.
Elite.
So okay. The word lit is
what,
in elite.
What else are you hearing on the sideline or practice or in the hallways that this generation that is in Jessup High School?
Oh, gosh.
And translating that. For our viewers.
There's a current individual who says oof. It's an oof.
Okay.
That's a mistake. But I like that because it reminds me of oofta. That's a Minnesota.
Yeah.
So like
yeah.
Oofta, that's not good.
Something
like that. So the kids say oof, I say oofta. Some kids, I don't think lit is as popular as kids.
Okay. That's so be. 2017, yeah. I suppose.
You know, that's like when I was going up, bling bling was the thing, or that was, I don't know. I don't think any kids know how to say that stuff anymore. So, I mean, I have my ear pretty close to the ground listening for some of the lingo, but sometimes it's like, that's ridiculous. I'll just keep with my terms and hopefully it comes back.
Well, eventually.
Yeah, everything does
rotate. It's like styles.
Yeah.
Styles are coming back too. So, so the parents stuck around through the weekend?
They stayed. They left sometime on Saturday. They come down. We hang out. We have breakfast. We talk, and we get moving. You know, everyone's got stuff to do. They're grandparents. They're busy seeing my sister. Watch my nephew Wyatt. He has games on Saturdays, so catching up with all the kids, all the kids' kids, and they're busy. They keep going.
Say Jason Pilcher's getting his pool taken care of, looks like. White van in his driveway seems suspicious, so I always have to question that. So anyway, how's the school year going? Your day job,
it's flying. It's absolutely flying. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. I can't believe we're in week 7 already of the regular football season. That's what week, you know, we're almost 8 weeks into school, that sound right? No, 6 weeks. It's flying. I can't believe how fast it's going. And in my first year, maybe some days drug on, but now every day seems like it's a blink of an eye. I can't imagine after I'll be teaching for 30 years how quick the days go.
What is the funniest story you can tell us that has taken place so far this year?
Funniest story.
Or unusual, or disgraceful. I don't know. You use what adjective you want to get into, but you know, you see all sorts.
I would think there's a lot of highlights and there's a lot of stories. I'd say like one of the coolest things that's happened this year is, so I've taken on some more health classes this year. I actually have a classroom with my name on it, because before I'd maybe go from class to class depending, because I'd only teach one section of it. But now I have a classroom that has my name on it.
So like, are you putting up a bulletin board and stuff like that?
Yeah, I get to actually.
Because that's like a class.
I get to
in
actually
college, isn't it? A bulletin board class.
Well, if you had Barb Baker, she would teach you how to make a bulletin board. Just kind of post stuff on your bulletin board for class. So, no, my name's on the door, so I feel like I'm actually coming big time this year.
Can you handle that?
Hey, I'll step up the plate and try to hit anything that's thrown at me. So.
You know, the trend here I would say maybe in the last decade or so, there's been a trend that, you know, the high school football coach wasn't a teacher. And we're seeing maybe that come back a little bit. What is the value of you being able to be in that building in the role you have now as a head football coach?
I think any value, you know, we've had, Coach Sullivan was in there as well. And, you know, in years past.
I guess talking about other schools,
other schools, you see that.
That the head football coach maybe is not a teacher.
Right. I think any benefit to having any coaches that are on any type of athletic staff that also in the building, it's huge, because if something's going on, you know, maybe it's something's happening at school with a certain individual, you just know more. And then I think the kids, hey, I got coach here next. I got to be on my P's and Q's. I got to be able to do this. I got to be able to do that. I think it has kids a little more locked in. And if there's stuff that goes on throughout the school day, you know about it in a quicker manner versus knowing about it as soon as you go before you go out to practice. So I think there's a lot of value to it, and I think it's a trend that you'll see more and more of, just because you can keep more eyes on the kids.
Well, Dyke New Hartford coming up, hit the road Friday. JV varsity.
Yeah, that's the plan.
JV varsity. That's the plan as of today. So we'll see how the weather's going to be. Should be not as chilly as maybe it was last week. So I guess we'll see how things roll. Hopefully we get a good contingent that heads over to Dyke New Hartford for that contest and see where things go. We got volleyball on Tuesday this week on Jayhawk Sports Network. That's happening in minutes. And we'll have it next Friday, or next Thursday, for Senior Day as well. And the Jayhawks will be home next Friday for the final regular season game. Against Iowa City Regina. Can you believe I said that? The final regular season game?
I can't believe it. No, I can't. Speechless for once.
For once. Your mom didn't take over the microphone as I thought she would. I had to hold it. I thought she would grab it and want to.
No, she is, you can hear every single play, which is awesome. That's what makes my mom, just always yelling. But no, she can be soft spoken in times, and I know she had a good time. I know my dad's ready for next time. Big Tim, he's ready to talk if you want to try to do it.
He'll be ready. Yeah. He'll be ready. We'll get Stratton up there at some point. Yeah. Maybe the dog.
Oh gosh. That's
I was told maybe I don't want Stratton in here. Or not Stratton, but
Howie.
The dog, Howie.
He loves new people, but
I was told maybe get Ozzy and Howie together, and I didn't think that was a good idea.
How much does your dog weigh?
40 pounds.
Okay. So we got Howie when he was 12 pounds, okay, and he was maybe it was 15 pounds at 12 weeks. He's over a year old. His birthday is April 30th, and we weighed him the other day because he looks a little heftier. He's 78 okay. pounds.
Well, yeah, he sits on the couch with you quite a bit, and who knows how much snack food you're giving him along the way.
I'm not throwing people under the bus, but I try not to give him table scraps, but somehow he gets them. So We're starting to call him Tonka, like Tonka Truck, because he's thick. He's that's a big dog, but he's awesome. He's a great cuddler.
He would pounce on Ozzy, and Ozzy wouldn't know what to do with it.
So,
but he would have fun with it.
It might be. So I know Green brings his dog over because he lives just up the road. So we just open up the our backyard, and Augie and Howie just go out in the backyard. So
okay, all right. All right, well, good luck on Friday. We'll catch up again next week. Go Jayhawks.
Great day to be a Jayhawks.